You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Community Players Theater presents Home for the Holidays, a virtual event that celebrates the spirit of the season. You can currently view it on their YouTube channel. Home for the Holidays takes the place of the originally planned Elf the Musical and the traditional holiday movie night at the theater. Chris Turvin, treasurer for Community Players, says Home for the Holidays is their gift to the community and also a gift to local talent.
Give our actors and our performers a place to be creative and give their art out to the community.
What was the discussion at Community Players about what you wanted to achieve with Home for the Holidays?
Well, we wanted to change it up a little bit. We did a straight review earlier this year. We did a review called On With the Show. For the holiday, however, we wanted to try and make it more of a story-driven scenario where we chose holiday songs and then had the people put in applications so that we could figure out who went with what numbers and who was contributing in what way. We used all the individuals who were interested in participating, so then we used those numbers to kind of create a story around what we would normally be doing if it wasn't for COVID. So Home for the Holidays, the premise for the script comes down to one of our longtime stalwarts at Community Players, Bruce Parrish. He's our theater historian, and he likes to joke with all of the patrons that he is the janitor for Community Players. The story starts with Bruce at the theater cleaning up all of the decorations and stuff that we were going to have out and about for the holiday movie night. Basically like a real-time example that we had to cancel the holiday movie night because of COVID. And he was just there kind of killing time. His family was out of town for the weekend. And, he was just kind of trying to make the best of a bad situation and clean up all of the fun we would have been having. When some of his friends, discover that he's there alone after a phone call and try to remind him basically of all the fun that they would normally be having that in that holiday season. So it kind of starts with a flashback to the past of people performing different Christmas numbers. And then he gets a phone call from another friend, and they basically discuss stuff that people are doing today to kind of work around COVID and still celebrate Christmas in different musical and theatrical ways. And I won't give away the ending, but they all come together to kind of brighten his day after he's done cleaning up the theater and putting away all the decorations and stuff for the canceled movie night.
You know, Chris, what this sounds like to me is like what you want for a Christmas special, which would include a lot of music, but also a hint of melancholy before you get to a happy ending. Because there's always just a little bit of sadness, it seems to me, in a lot of holiday tales.
That's a huge truth. A lot of people struggle during the holidays. Coming together is what overcomes that struggle for a lot of us, and I think that's kind of one of the drivers of this whole story. So yes, you've absolutely hit the nail on the head.
Chris, what are some of the songs that we could expect to hear?
I don't want to give too much of it away, but you'll definitely hear some fun, upbeat numbers. We've got everything from classic Christmas carols all the way through a 12 Days of Christmas that's kind of been COVID modified.
Oh, great.
That was actually rewritten by our membership chair, Missy Freeze. She rewrote that for us to provide new lyrics that were COVID relevant. It's actually incredibly entertaining. She did such a nice job. But the committee that put everything together for this production has been working really hard. We're currently in the editing stages right now. We're lucky to have an onboard editor in our play reading chairman, Brett Catoni. He's got some mad editing skills, so he's bringing all the components together.
So are you filming this via Zoom, or are you having a camera crew that's socially distanced at the theater where people are performing?
When we assigned the numbers to people, they agreed to do their own filming. If it was a multiple-person scenario, we tried to keep it within a family group. It was not a socially distant issue. We did do some minor filming at the theater with Bruce Parrish as our janitor extraordinaire.
Chris, what do you hope audiences get out of Home for the Holidays?
Just a sense of belonging. I think that's one of the things that, we all need around the holidays. It's just knowing that even though it's different this year, it doesn't mean that the love still isn't there.
That's Chris Turvin from Community Players Theater. You can catch Home for the Holidays on the CPT YouTube channel. I'm Laura Kennedy.